So I guess we'll call the meeting to order because it is 3 o'clock. So I will start by acknowledging the land on which we meet is the unceded traditional lands of the Coast Salish people, specifically the Qualicum First Nation, whose historical relationship with the land continues to this day. So adoption of the agenda. I did note that there was one thing that was on the previous agenda that maybe we could carry on, and that was under number 7, future agenda items and discussion. And there was number 1, which was the field trip to explore examples of what a successfully implemented urban forest master plan can do for the community. So I wondered if that could just be put back on. Not for this time, but just so we don't lose sight of that in the future. I think there was an intention to do a field trip at some point. So if we could perhaps adopt it in the agenda as amended, adding that back in.
So moved.
David? And Greg seconded. Thank you. Everyone's in favor, I'm sure. Okay, great. So that's adopted. Approval of the minutes. Do we have someone? Did everyone read through those? Everyone had a chance?
Just one point, Anne.
Okay.
On page 4,
yep.
The objective 8 starts as number 2 and it's repeated again as number 7 further down. Toward the end of the list of objectives. Objective number 2 deals with public safety, and it's repeated again as number 7, so that's repetitive.
I don't know if I'm following you.
Page 4.
Yeah.
Of the August 22 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. item number 2 of the objectives was our objective 8 that was placed 2nd.
Right.
And it also appears as number 7 on that list as well.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we'll delete it from there, and then number 7 would become number...
Well, number...
So number 8 would become number 7.
Well, okay. It could stay where it is. Number 8 could stay where it is as the second one and just delete number 7.
Right. Okay, right. And then the last one just stays where it is. Okay, good. Well spotted. I didn't catch that. Okay, did you get that, Bernadette?
Did, yes.
For the minutes? Okay, great. So we'll do approval of the minutes as amended. David, Doug will move that. Great. And a seconder. Great. Greg, got his hand up. Okay, all those in favor? Thank you. Business arising from the minutes. There was one thing that I wanted to mention, and that was that we did do the tour of the home to see their setup, and a number of us were able to make it, and it was a really good tour. And the residents provided us with materials to be distributed to committee members for just for information. So I did bring those in, and I think Bernadette, you did a scan of those, so perhaps those could be distributed at some point. Does that sound familiar? Do you remember that?
I'll check.
Okay. So if we have that, it's just for information. It was just background, and I'm not sure if it went out. I don't think it went out already, but
no,
it didn't. Okay. And then business arising from the minutes. So we have draft recommendations to council on which areas of the community climate change adaptation plan should be prioritized and provide suggestions on how best to advance the town's goals and objectives in alignment with the town's sustainability plan. So we have our draft memo attached, and I didn't know if anybody had any changes. I think the people who are here, and the members, committee members, are pretty much in agreement, but does anybody have anything
Just a question, and what was the purpose of objective of the appendix?
Well, those were things that were just talked about as we went along, and we didn't want to lose sight of those recommendations.
Okay.
So it was just more for information, I guess, when we do go in and approach some of those things, and then maybe those are some of the details that we would want to get into, or that would be, an approach to take. I think Doug provided most of the ones related to the waterfront master or sea level rise.
Yeah. Okay.
It was just so we didn't want to lose our good work that we had done along the way.
Oh, no.
And they were recommendations that were adopted by the committee in relation to the discussion.
Yeah. Fine. Good. Thank you.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Doug?
Yeah, I know that the top of that document says for regular council meeting September 21st. That date is coming and gone. So did it go to the council meeting or not? Okay, so that would have to be changed. Right. Okay. Thank you.
So I don't know if staff have any comments, because my understanding is that it isn't conventional for a report to come from a committee, so it would be filtered through staff. So, and I'm assuming then that would be you, Luke.
Yeah, thanks. I'll just kind of comment on that. So the point about reports not coming directly from committees, it's not that committees can't draft reports, it's just that there always needs to be a cover report or a briefing from staff to accompany it, just so that there's an opportunity for some comment. In this case, it would be pretty straightforward to be a cover memo that says the committee implemented council direction, provided these recommendations, and here are some options if council does want to move forward with these in terms of next steps. So that would be the lens that staff would put on it. So we wouldn't be changing your memo at all, just kind of packaging it into some decision points for council.
Okay. Thanks. So I think that makes sense. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Oh, that's helpful. I wasn't clear because I'm so new to this process. I wasn't sure how things went from one place to another, so now I know.
Yeah. So I guess, do we need a motion then, Luke, to forward the...
Yeah, I think so. It's fully documented that the committee supports it. So, it would be something to the effect of that the, committee recommends to council that the draft, the recommendations in the report from the committee be implemented. Something like that. Or that, actually, what you could just say is that the committee endorses the written report and for council consideration.
Great. Does somebody want to move that?
I will move that.
And Doug second? Okay. Does anybody have any comments on that?
Well, I just have a question about when you would anticipate it getting to council.
Well, that's a question on many fronts at the moment.
Yeah.
I guess the best answer I can give is that after the inaugural meeting, there's one more meeting in November. I think it's November 22nd. Depending on the composition of council and how quickly they want to jump in, we could see some business at that meeting, or it could be deferred if they need some more orientation or discussion before they jump in and start receiving new information. So kind of depends on what happens in the next couple weeks. So
earliest, late November, potentially not till January.
I think that's probably the window. Yeah. It would be unusual not to have them in a sort of decision-making capacity by January, but, it's somewhere in that window.
Okay.
We did try to get into this council. We tried, there weren't enough of us available on the 12th, so that was fine. And then we got the 19th, and of course nobody saw that one coming, that it would be a statutory holiday. And anyways, so we just decided that that this was the best we could do. So that's the way it ended up. So, okay, so all those in favor then, that the committee endorses the written report for council's consideration? Yes. Unanimous.
Yay.
Okay, very good. And then there's the recommendations from council, but realistically, I don't think we have the time to get into those or to do them justice. I don't know if anybody has any comments. There's the two ones, one on the Urban Forest Master Plan and the second on the Climate Emergency Declaration. So those would go forward to the next meeting of this committee, I'm guessing, unless there's the alternative direction from the new council.
And typically, when would we meet again then? Is that...
We stepped up our meetings to try to get through all of this. So traditionally the committee has met, I think it's 3 or 4 times a year. So the next meeting wouldn't be scheduled until January 3rd.
Okay.
So does anybody have anything they want to comment about those two matters, or can we just leave it? Nope, everyone's good. Okay.
I just wanted to be clear exactly what you meant by two matters. I see regular, are you talking about recommendations from council from the 18th?
Well, there's, yep, and then on the back of the page, there's B.
Back of the page.
Oh, well, then the second one was the climate emergency. So there's A, which dealt with... the council refers the Urban Forest Master Plan to the Select Committee on Environment, right? Mm-hmm. And then that was to be deferred until the completion of the climate change adaptation plan review. And then on the back I had B, Climate Emergency Declaration, Potential Actions.
Right. Okay, I see now. So are we saying that with this report that we've just approved that we've completed our climate change adaptation plan review, and so we're ready to move on to these two other items at the pleasure of the next council?
That would be my suggestion or my thoughts on that.
Right, okay. I just wanted to understand where we are kind of procedurally in working through the work plan that has been given to us.
Yeah. David, did you... Oh, you're muted.
In light of the fact that we had said that the climate adaptation plan would probably need some updating because some of the stats, some of the statements were a little bit outdated now, who would be responsible for that?
Well, Luke, do you
want to
field that one?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that would be staff.
Okay.
And that's if council takes the recommendations of the committee and does that, because that is one of the recommendations that the sustainability plan be updated, right?
Right.
Or this plan, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many plans.
Well, I think it was that one was also to be updated.
Yeah.
The climate change one. And there were some good suggestions there from the committee. So I'm sure that, you know, there's quite a bit to go from on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, with that, I think there's nothing under status of recommendations to council. Does anybody have any new business?
Well, I just noticed we've lost a committee member, and I'm just wondering what we do now.
Yeah. Well, I was going to reach out to him. I just saw that as we were walking on. And let him know that probably the next meeting wouldn't be till January, so to see what he thinks about that, because, you know, currently he's busy, but maybe if he knew that the next meeting weren't going to happen for a couple of months, maybe he would reconsider. Yeah. I don't know. And then just have a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doug?
The question, perhaps, I'm not sure who knows the answer. Is it expected that the when the new council assumes its duties, that is it ordinarily expected that the committees of council just continue with the same membership and mandates, does the new council sort of have to reaffirm that they even want to have those committees, or is the default that they will have those committees?
I'll answer that. The default as of right now, unless council changes it, is that the current committees would continue. Early in the council term, they do have an opportunity to look at the committee composition and terms of reference and things like that. It has changed a few times, you know, in the last 10 years. Councillor Skipsey would remember some different versions of the committee structure. So, but as of right now, it's status quo unless directed otherwise.
Okay, thank you.
And I think our new CAO may have some ideas as well on committee structure and whatnot, but that would be something that council would undertake if they wanted to do a review. But for the time being, yes, you're still here.
Still on the hook.
Still on the hook, yeah. Okay, so new business, that anybody have anything else? Future agenda items, so we did add, hopefully, back that field trip, just so that it's on radar. And then we're at adjournment. I just wanted to say that I'm not sure what the future holds. None of us do, I guess.
We thought you knew. We thought you had a crystal ball.
Yeah. It's definitely been my pleasure to work with each of you and all of you on this committee over the past, I guess it's a year and a bit. And I think that we are really blessed in Qualicum Beach to have such knowledgeable and passionate residents who are willing to volunteer their time and expertise. So thank you very much to all of you for your contributions. And so, and also to staff for guiding and supporting us. Thank you. I appreciate your help and guidance. So, with that, would somebody like to adjourn the meeting? I know it's short, but that works for me. Sorry. Okay, Greg and Doug. There we go. A quick one, but we got the business done that we needed to get done, so. Thank you very much, everyone.
We'll have lots to do in 2023, I'm sure.
I am sure. Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
And take care, everyone. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne. Yes. Thank you to Luke and everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Take care.